persons were are with, you know, unrealistic goals. So I think it's, you know, you can feel dissatisfied and unhappy, even though objectively you're better off. It's really trying to draw the right comparison. So, yes, it's true. Life is a lot easier now than it was 50 years ago. But it's actually more competitive because of this sort of sense of status and this need to be sort of valued.
And that's something that should make us all sort of stop and pause for thought. If young people today are increasingly unhappy, we've got to start asking sort of questions about what we're all getting wrong. Because we, you know, there's that sort of maxim about each generation should leave the next one better off and leave the world in a better place. And at least in the minds of young people today, that isn't happening right now.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. If you ask any caring parent, they would say the number one priority is the happiness of their children. And yet, we often force them into situations and put a lot of pressure on them to perform. But, you know, in the cold light of day, I think every parent would like their child to be happy. Mm. So whether it's objectively or subjectively a sort of distortion, it doesn't really matter. Because if the child is unhappy, then they are unhappy. And so that it's not something that should just be brushed under the carpet or ignored. So it's really important that we kind of take this seriously. Seriously, just stop ignoring it.
And we talk a lot about, just finally, we talk a lot about GDP and economic growth and wealth per capita. And I just wonder, Bruce, if that's a bit of a distraction from the stuff that's actually more fundamental, which is not how wealthy are people and how much money do they have, but are they living good lives? And of course, there's a link between those two things, but it's not sort of, you know, there's a lot else that comes into it as well.
That's right, Ben. And actually, it's the inequalities in society which produce the greatest unhappiness. So that's why the wealthiest countries are so unhappy, because yes, there's a higher GDP, but then that wealth is not distributed uniformly, and so there's a greater inequality in those societies, whereas the Nordic countries have a much better level of equality. So that explains the relationship between the money and the health. And yes, it is important to have sort of enough wealth and money to sort of sustain a relatively comfortable life. But wealth in itself is not going to, you know, it's not going to generate happiness.
Really interesting. Really interesting conversation, Bruce. Thank you so much for coming on and talking to us this morning. Bruce, Professor Bruce Hood, author of the book Science in Happiness and professor of the module The Science of Happiness at Bristol University. What do you think?